It's time now for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your host today on your local radio station. And we're going to give you a little website here. It's visitvalentine.org. And what you're going to find there are over 50 things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check it out. Whether you're from near or far, go in there and start planning next year's trip down the Niobrara River or a camping trip to Merritt Reservoir and International Dark Skies. There's hundreds of camping spots, several Airbnbs, 300-plus motel rooms to accommodate you right here in the Valentine area. So visit valentine.org and come visit us in Cherry County, Nebraska.
And I want to talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you can go online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that is actually where you go to subscribe. Just go to tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news, so it's a place to be.
Well, what are you going to share today for the good stuff, Kim?
I'm going to start off talking about duck food. Do you have something?
Duck food?
Duck food, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Very good. A duck walks into a hardware store and says to the clerk, "Got any duck food?" To which the clerk replies, "No." The next day, the duck walks into the hardware store and asks the clerk again, "Got any duck food?" The clerk impatiently replies, "No." The duck goes into the hardware store for a third time and asks the clerk, "Got any duck food?" The clerk whirls around and says, "If you ask me that one more time, I'm going to nail your little webbed feet to the floor." The duck comes back a fourth time and asks the clerk, "Got any nails?" The surprised clerk answers, "No, we just ran out." So then the duck replies, "Got any duck food?" I think it was a duck with a sense of humor.
You know, it seems like in recent years, much has been made about genealogy, the family tree, you know, those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Anyone who has attempted knows that the satisfaction and also the frustration it can bring when you start looking up genealogy and you run into brick walls and things like that.
Yep, so been there.
This is from Merrill Kenworth called The Elusive Ancestor. "I went searching for an ancestor. I cannot find him still. He moved around from place to place and did not leave a will. He married where a courthouse burned. He mended all his fences and avoided any man who came to take the U.S. Census. He always kept his luggage packed, this man who had no fame, and every 20 years or so, this rascal changed his name. His parents came from Europe. They should be on some list of passengers to the USA, but somehow they got missed. And no one else in this whole world is searching for this man. So I play a genus solitaire to find him if I can. I'm told he's buried in a plot. With tombstone he was blessed, but weather took engraving, and some vandals took the rest. He died before the county clerk decided to keep records, so no family Bible was emerged, in spite of all my efforts. To top it off, this ancestor, who caused me many groans, just to give me one more pain, betrothed a girl named Jones." So if you've done any ancestor genealogy, you'll probably relate to that written by Merrill Kenworth.
I like that. Story from a listener in Arizona. It's about the Kansas State Highway Patrol officer. "I made a traffic stop on an elderly lady the other day for speeding on US 166 eastbound at mile marker 73, just east of Sedan, Kansas. I asked for her driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance. The lady got out the required information and handed it to me. In with the cards, I was somewhat surprised, due to her advanced age, to see that she had a concealed carry permit. I looked at her and asked if she had a weapon in her possession at this time. She responded that she indeed had a .45 automatic in her glove box. Something, body language or the way she said it, made me want to ask if she had any other firearms. She did admit to also having a 9mm Glock in her center console. Now I had to ask one more time if that was all. She responded once again that she did have just one more, a .38 Special, in her purse, and then I asked her what she was so afraid of. She looked me right in the eye and said, not a dang thing."
All right. Thanks for carrying, I guess.
Let's wrap with a couple more of those aphorisms. "I've reached the age where happy hour is a nap." And be careful about reading the fine print. There's no way you're gonna like it. And to wrap it up, the trouble with bucket seats is that not everybody has the same size bucket.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.